This goes to Nikki, N-I-K-K-I, Preston, P-R-E-S-T-O-N, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-583-1914 regarding Margot House, H-O-U-S-E. Date of birth, September 7th of 1943. Dear Nikki, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. House with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, hyperparathyroidism with hypercalcemia, and history of a cerebrovascular accident. Her last visit was October 10th of 2022. She comes today with her husband. Weight is stable, and she's been feeling well since her last visit. Unfortunately, she has started some calcium tablets, 600 milligrams twice a day, and she does tend to have high calcium levels. So we have asked her to stop the oral calcium, and she agreed to do so. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain, palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. And the calcium is the new addition, 600 milligrams twice a day. And that will, we have asked her to stop that. Physical examination. Weight, 184 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 122 over 82, pulse 68, oxygen saturation is 98% on room air. Neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy and no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, and no edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 6th of 2023. Her creatinine is stable at 1.5 with estimated GFR of 35. Calcium is elevated at 10.5, though. Previous level was 9.6 before she resumed her oral calcium. Albumin 4.1. Sodium 140. Potassium 4.1. Carbon dioxide 32. Phosphorus is 4.1, intact parathyroid hormone 101.9, hemoglobin is 14.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, number one is that, stage 3 chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression of disease. Two, hypertension, well controlled. 3, hyperparathyroidism with hypercalcemia. I've asked the patient to stop the oral calcium supplements. Elevated calcium levels can be toxic for her kidneys, and the patient was and husband agreed to stop giving her the oral calcium supplements. And last, history of a cerebrovascular accident with mental status changes. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 to 4 months. She will follow a low-salt diet, and she will be rechecked by this practice in 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.